This time last year, the hog industry was greatly concerned about porcine epidemic diarrhea virus and its impacts on litter populations. Since that time, USDA has ordered required reporting of PED virus cases as well as swine Delta coronavirus to slow down spread of these diseases. Liz Wagstrom of the National Pork Producers Council says since June,
our number of accessions, the actual number of submissions going into the laboratory every week, stayed pretty similar, about 800 all along. We've got some ups and downs. And we've had very steady numbers of positive cases.
And compared to this time in 2014, reported cases of PED are down significantly. Wagstrom says this is due to improved biosecurity measures, larger numbers of swine herds tested due to diagnostic test funding from USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, and repeated testing of sites to confirm negative status of PED. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. And Liz Wagstrom of the National Pork Producers Council explains some of the reasons behind the lower incidence of the PED virus recorded between June of 2014 and February this year.
Why is our lower incidence of positive tests per submission? I think we have had some effectiveness with our control strategies. The other thing is I believe we're probably testing more samples than we were, largely in parts because of the APHIS diagnostic funding, and in part because we now have a number of veterinarians and producers who are sending in repeated samples from farms that they are trying to prove are negative. So they're going to do a cleanup strategy. They want to make sure they're getting not only negative animals out there, but they're able to put new animals in, and hopefully the virus will be gone.